The government of Iran is struggling to contain growing anger over water shortages as protests in the southwest of the country into their second week. State media says at least four protesters and a police officer have been killed. And yesterday, the protests spread to the capital, Tehran, with some in attendance chanting the forbidden phrase, "Death to the dictator." Matt Bevan's been taking a look at this. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Fran. Yeah, the government in Iran is certainly taking these water shortage protests seriously, with the government, with the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, saying he understands the protesters' anger. On Friday, state media quoted him saying, "People showed their discontent, but we cannot have any complaints about that, since the issue of water in the hot climate of Khuzestan province is not a minor issue." Khuzestan province is, well, if you imagine the Persian Gulf, you've got Iran on the eastern side, Saudi Arabia on the other side, and then right up at the tip, you've got Kuwait, Iraq, and Khuzestan province, right at the very tip of the Gulf. It's a special part of Iran for a number of reasons. It's richer and more ethnically and environmentally diverse than most of the rest of the country. It has a widely variable climate, occasionally recording some of the hottest temperatures on Earth, but also seeing snow in winter. And 2 years ago, it saw enormous floods.
The dams are overflowing. The floodgates have been opened, and now another wave of downpours is forecast to sweep across the southwest of the country.
Around 400,000 people from here are exposed to the floods. We mustn't accept any risks.
We have moved our belongings to the rooftop. We have no choice. We are surrounded by water, and soon we are going to have to leave.
So, in 2019, enormous floods, too much water, but now no water. How can that have happened? Well, the flooding was replaced by a drought, and the enormous resources provided by the floods were used up. The government, aware of the enormous water resources in Khuzestan, have built enormous amounts of infrastructure to try and control it. They built hydroelectric dams up and down the river systems and pipelines to take the water to drier parts of the country. This has also led some people to accuse the government of being discriminatory towards minority groups, as Khuzestan has a large Arabic population. Now, one of the interesting things about this situation is there is an extremely talented, experienced and well-known person outside the country commenting on it by the name of Dr. Javier Madani of Yale University. He is one of the most vocal experts in the world on the issue of water security. He gives TED Talks, you know, goes around the world, gives speeches and that sort of thing. He's also from Iran and used to work in the Iranian government until his warnings of an impending water crisis there got him sent into exile.
These things, people like myself have been talking about it for years. We have been sending messages. We have been talking about this upcoming situation, but they always blamed us and myself as being a traitor.
He is now out and about doing an interview blitz about what is currently happening in Iran, including this interview with CBC in Canada.
Iran in general and Khuzestan as well is facing what I refer to as a status of water bankruptcy, essentially. Water consumption has been much more than water demand for years, and now we face a situation that there are lots of stakeholders who have water rights, but their water rights cannot be satisfied because there is no enough water available.
He says the situation is a matter of gross government mismanagement.
Iran essentially first used its checking account, its surface water, then went after its saving account, the water it inherited from the previous generations, it's groundwater, and now industry is thirsty, agriculture and farmers are thirsty, and cities are thirsty. And with that, when that happens, unemployment occurs, people come out and shout and ask for water. Tension is always comes with water shortage, and this is not the first time this is happening somewhere in the world. Unfortunately, we never learn a lesson.
He describes the situation as not only being concerning for Iran, but a warning for all of us, saying that water can be a catalyst for enormous sociopolitical upheaval. He uses Syria as an example.
If you look at the Syrian case, for example, and I hope that Iran would not turn into Syria, but a drought played a major role in taking anger to the next level and acting as a trigger. So water shortage can always function as that if the decision makers don't pay enough attention.
The results of this shortage of water are really widespread. Not only is there no water to drink, but there's no water for agriculture, meaning a food shortage may be on the way. The hydroelectric dams which power the cities are empty, meaning there are now blackouts. Factories which need water and electricity to work cannot run, meaning people may be put out of work. All of this on top of the many other issues in Iran's economy. It's a cascade of problems, and not surprising that people are upset and taking to the streets. The Dr. Kaveh Madani and many other experts like him are warning that this is just a sign of potentially serious problems to come as climate change potentially leads to more widespread issues with water shortages, Fran.
Okay, Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Water causing problems, and it's only going to get worse in the decades ahead, almost certainly.